to the sea, the white gulls are crying, the wind is blowing, and the white foam is flying. West, west, away, the round sun is falling, grey ship, do you hear them calling? The voices of my people that have gone before me. I will leave the woods that bore me. For our days are ending, and our years failing, I will pass the wide waters, lonely sailing. Long are the waves on the last shore falling, sweet are the voices in the lost isle calling. In Eressëa, in elven home that no man can discover, where the leaves fall not, land of my people forever.
And so singing, Legolas went away down the hill. Then the others also departed, and Frodo and Sam went to their beds and slept. And in the morning they rose again in hope and peace, and they spent many days in Ithilien. For the field of Cormallan, where the host was now encamped, was near to Heneth Annwn, and the stream that flowed from its falls could be heard in the night as it rushed down through its rocky gate and passed through the flowery meads into the tides of Anduin by the Isle of Caer Andros. The hobbits wandered here and there, visiting again the places that they had passed before, and Sam hoped always in some shadow of the woods or secret glade to catch, maybe, a glimpse of the great Olifaunt. And when he learned that at the siege of Gondor there had been a great number of these beasts, but that they were all destroyed, he thought it a sad loss. "Well, one can't be everywhere at once, I suppose," he said. "But I missed a lot, seemingly." In the meanwhile, the host made ready for the return to Minas Tirith. The weary rested, and the hurt were healed. For some had laboured and fought much with the remnants of the Easterlings and Southrons until all were subdued. And latest of all, those returned who had passed into Mordor and destroyed the fortresses in the north of the land. But at the last, when the month of May was drawing near, the captains of the West set out again. And they went aboard ship with all their men, and they sailed from Caer Andros down Anduin to Osgiliath. And there they remained for one day, and the day after they came to the green fields of the Pelennor, and saw again the white towers under tall Myndolwyn, the city of the men of Gondor, last memory of Westerness, that had passed through the darkness and fire to a new day. And there, in the midst of the fields, they set up their pavilions and awaited the morning. For it was the eve of May, and the king would enter his gates with the rising of the sun.
This ends Disc 9.